You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Break up. This is Cicadas 3 by Welcomer. And we've got Miles on the line. We'll be having a kōrero just after this. But you learn to let go of the spreadsheets in the end. Street lit and marauding camellia all rusting away. It's nothing new, nothing strange, but it's a sorry state. Staying for the ones that stay.
Cicadas 3 by Welcomer. And we have Miles Sutton on the line. How are you, Miles? What's happening?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. It's a lovely day here in Wellington. It was shaping up to be anyway. And looking forward to talking to you.
Good. You have just released Welcomer's debut EP, self-titled EP, and it came out on Friday. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, feeling great. It's something of a relief to finally wrap these songs up and put them out into the world. So, I'm feeling really well, thank you.
Because how long have you been working on this EP? What's the sort of timeline been from, I guess, writing the very first song and releasing it out into the world?
Yeah, I mean, it varies wildly. The last song, Wedding DJ, has existed in some form for... this is unusual, but in some form for almost a decade, I reckon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think maybe we'd be surprised at how long people sit with songs, though, and rework them.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think things come and go and something stick, and it feels, I don't know, for me at least, like I don't have that much control over that process. So. So it's not like I've been like churning away with Wedding DJ for a decade, but it's stuck with me and come back, and so it's wonderful to finally put it out.
Yeah, because you are the main songwriter for Welcomer. What is your as you said, you don't really have any control over when the songs come. What's your writing process like? Do you wait and then it just happens, or is it a little bit intentional? What's that like for you?
I'm definitely a believer in songwriting being work and requiring discipline, I guess. And for me, that just means showing up and writing and working on things. I suppose that when I talk about lack of control, I guess I mean the next step, you know, what happens once you've put the work in, if that makes
yes,
sense.
Yes, no, totally.
Yeah. But in terms of process, I guess I'm very much a words first person. Mm. So it'll usually start with, with lyrics rather than music or melody or whatever. Yeah.
And are there sort of themes that you're usually drawn to with writing, or is it quite different every time?
Yeah, I think it's different. I think I take inspiration, and I mean, I think a lot of writing is just observing, and I mean, in a more cynical view, it could be like stealing details from the world around you and so on. But I suppose in terms of themes, this EP I've been really interested in memory, I guess that feeling of pasts piling up when you've been living in a city for a while and so on. I would say so.
With exploring memory for this EP, what was that like for you? Did you sort of have to sit for a while and think, or was it just random thoughts popping into your head?
I think I have the benefit or the curse maybe of having living in Wellington for a while now, and I suppose just living here, I'm often, you know, like reminded of things just walking around on the streets and so on. It's really hard to avoid bumping into old memories. I wonder if you feel the same. I don't know if Auckland feels different because it's bigger and there are more people, but
no, it's like that with lots of cities. Like, places hold memory, and you know you walk past an old park bench and you're like, oh, I remember a conversation that happened there. I think that must happen with everyone.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
What influences your sound though? And with Welcome It, is that something that's more collaborative?
I think in terms of the live shows, there's definitely a collaborative element. I guess, like you say, I write the songs and I come to the group, and I guess I hold the pen in terms of production and so on, and I enjoy that luxury. It sounds like I'm painting the picture of a dictatorship, but
no.
All get on very well. but in terms of influences in sound and things, I find my our peers really, really inspiring as well. So, I don't know, like, the sorts of things that our friends end up doing is often very influential. You know, I love that, you know, Sports Streams EP this year was fantastic. Shannon obviously plays in the band. Or, you know, the things that our friends on Pop ED Records are doing and so on.
Yeah. So who is in Welcome It? Who are you guys? I know we've had you on the show before, but it's been a while, so remind us.
Yeah, sure. We've got Ox Lennon drumming, Eddie Corshaw playing the bass guitar, Shannon Georgia Peterson singing and playing guitar, and my brother Zachary Sutton playing keys and synthesizers and other things, and myself, Miles, as well in the band. Yeah, but we've got other people playing on the record too, friends and so on. So, and I don't know, like Taylor Gummish, for example, has been taking all of our photos this year and helping out with visuals, and Lake South has been like mixing, and Elaine over in Philadelphia mastering. So it feels kind of like a, you know, there's like the five crew, I suppose, but then there's also like a larger family that have been chipping in. And so it feels like when I think of Welcomer, I kind of think of like a group of like more than five people, if that makes sense.
I mean, it takes a village. It honestly takes a village, especially, I think that's really special about the music communities in Aotearoa, is that you can sort of call upon different people, and it feels like quite a collaborative space. I'm not sure if it's like that in any other scenes overseas, but that's certainly what I personally like about it here.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. It's so hard to not know people. You know, like looking at like the SRN top 10 or whatever, it's, you know, you often are friends with 70% of the people doing that, and have maybe been friends with those people for years.
And I mean, let's talk about that. The song that we started the interview with, Cicadas 3, that was number 9 in the whole Student Radio Network Awards top 10 for the year.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I was chuffed with that. That was that, especially because that song came out earlier in the year, and I was kind of like, oh, maybe, you know, it's just nice that it was, I guess, remembered at the end.
Yeah, it's a beautiful track.
Yeah, I also just saw on Isarin that the opener to the EP is in the top 10 as well, which is really nice. Currently.
So this EP, Welcomer, is it sort of how have you arranged the songs from start to finish? Is it something that you want people to go and sit and listen to and just be in that world, or is it sort of pick and choose, like a pick and mix?
Yeah, well, I'm very aware that music listeners these days tend to hone in on singles, you know, like playlists are key and so on, and I'm not particularly stressed about people following that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, if there's a song that people like and they put it on a playlist or they just return to it, that's totally fine in my mind. In fact, it's kind of consistent with the promo strategy for the CP, which was to basically put out most of it as singles.
Yeah, you've really been drip feeding it to us.
yeah, that was kind of my friend Eddie, who plays in Montalis, did the album like that, where most of I think each half of the record was an EP, and then from each EP, unquote, there was, I don't know, maybe like three or four singles. And I think that was kind of the strategy here, with the idea that I suppose when it finally comes out, people feel familiar and comfortable with the songs. Yeah.
So what's on the horizon for Welcomer? Are there any plans, or are you just taking it as it comes?
Yeah. What have we got coming on? Well, we had our company Christmas party last week, so we're technically in the shutdown period, if
oh,
you
nice.
Like. But we've got a live to air coming up on Friday, Radioactive, which will be really cool. There's a song out today that I did the chords for with Ryden Freeman, called "Song of the Summer."
Yes.
And I suppose our next show is probably going to be Newtown Festival, which will be great here in Wellington.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of on the horizon.
Well, thank you so much for having a chat today, Miles, about Welcomer's debut EP, self-titled. We're about to listen to, I think it was the second single you guys released, a Steely Dan covers band. Any words about this track? It's quite an evocative title, I suppose.
Oh, no. I suppose just shouts out to Daniel McBride of Sheepdog and Wolf, who plays the saxophone solo. It was his birthday yesterday. So.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Daniel. Thanks so much, Zoe. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, of course. And we'll chat again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds great.
Ka kite, and congratulations on the release. Oh, we should tell people where to go listen to it. It's on streaming platforms and Bandcamp via Papaiti Records. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah.
Great. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon, Miles. And this is a Steely Dan covers band.
I can see you live on at the very worst. With your name is at least several people's passwords. Several more reflecting on your last words and heartaches and sign me up. You in the park watching Steely Dan, but it's not Steely Dan, it's a Steely Dan covers band called Steely DNA. Hey, fuck you, whatever, whatever, they were good. When you can't take it anymore, well, I'll take it, it's only a photo. Someone you talk to when we're not around. Tell me, baby, there's no one, nobody else. Don't worry, nobody.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.